for unto the healing of soul and body. Amen. Today is the second Sunday in our journey of great and holy Lent. And as we just heard in the Gospel, we find that Jesus is returned to Capernaum, which is called home. And during Jesus' ministry, Capernaum was a main place for healing, the calling of his disciples, and the teaching in the synagogue. Thus, the role of Capernaum in his ministry, in Jesus' ministry, cannot be overlooked. The passage for today is also found in the Synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, highlighting the importance of the healing of the paralytic, but also the role of Capernaum. But we bear witness to Jesus healing the paralytic and his four friends through the lowering of him through the roof of the house so the man can reach our Lord and Savior, who is surrounded by large crowds both in and outside of the house. But nothing could or would stop their determination. These four friends of the paralytic each had to trust and communicate with one another while lowering their friend down through the roof to keep him safe, but ultimately to keep him alive. Because one false move of the four of them lowering him down and he would be deceased. But the word paralytic in the passage in the English comes from the Greek word paralytikos, which means to have loss of muscle movement or loss of muscle sensation. Further, to have this type of condition meant that there was absolutely no cure once these symptoms began. But for us here today, the advancements of our modern medicine, we have come to define or call this disease poliomyelitis, or commonly known as polio, which our modern medicine has just about eradicated because of the advancements of our medicine. And glory to God, we should be praising and glorifying God for the eradication of this disease. But along with physical paralysis, we have spiritual paralysis. Spiritual paralysis is where one is indifferent or non-empathetic towards one another. They have a hardness of heart. And as Orthodox, we're given a few tools to help us with spiritual immobility, spiritual paralysis. And these tools are scripture, prayer, almsgiving, and the sacrament of confession. Yet in our society that is so focused on our overall physical well-being, which is very good and it's helpful, we forget about our inner spiritual well-being, and it becomes neglected, leading to our spiritual paralysis. The first tool that we have is scripture. And as we know, it's the divine written word of God. And during Lent, as Orthodox Christians, we're called to a heightened amount of reading of the scripture in our personal time. And as if many of us have been here during our weekday services, we know that we have more scriptural readings. And our readings come from the Old Testament, the books of Genesis, Isaiah, and Proverbs. And we read from Genesis as a reminder of the fall of humanity in the Garden of Eden and the expulsion from paradise. Isaiah calls us with an appeal to repent and fast from our old ways and to return and turn back to God. And Proverbs offers us ethical instructions and to bring us to a more dedicated moral effort. Thus, Genesis reminds us of how fallen we are as individuals, and yet how fallen we are as a society or humanity. And Isaiah calls for us to repent and change, and Proverbs offers us an ethical model for us when we repent and turn away from our fallenness and reconnect with Christ. Prayer, as we know, is the communication with Christ, our God, both individually and communally. The services during Lent are longer, and we're called to pray more frequently. And for those that attend the Monday and Wednesday, the Monday Compline and the Wednesday Pre-Sanctified, We know that the service is much longer. We have more psalm readings. It's more solemn. But we're praying a lot more. And one notices that there is a penitential element, and the focus is not on the we, it becomes now on the singular, on the individual, in our hymns that we have. Thus, helping us renew with our renewed effort in being with Christ. And there is one hymnal prayer that I want to highlight on this. It's the beautiful hymn of repentance that we hear in the Orthros service during Sundays. Open to me the gates of repentance, O giver of life. For early in the morning, my spirit hastens through your holy temple, bringing the temple of my body all defiled, but as one compassionate, cleanse me. I pray by your loving kindness and mercy. Notice in the prayer the personal imploring toward Christ to heal our soul out of love and compassion. Our next tool that we have is almsgiving. It is us tending or caring for those who are needy or poor. It is the specific expression of a broad general concern for the well-being of the poor. The sharing of one's possessions with those less fortunate arises from the ultimate desire to alleviate their suffering. Thus, when we give a portion of our own goods to those in need, we practice what's called self-emptying out of love and compassion with the expectation of receiving nothing in return. And we humble ourselves when we do that. And our last tool that we have is confession, sometimes referred to as penance, but it's also called a new baptism because it is the mystery of a second baptism in the sense that it involves the forgiveness of sins committed after baptism. No one is immune in not sinning. Each of us has sinned, and we've all fallen. It is the sacrament by which Christ comes to us at that very moment to liberate us and heal us rather than to judge. Yet when we make our confession with Christ, we allow him to soften and warm our heart with his tenderness, his love, and compassion. It is freely offered and given to those who seek it. And it is even more so than simply saying sorry or forgetting that we did something wrong. It's the literal wiping away of sins confessed from our soul. Thus, we grow closer to him and feel his presence almost immediately after we have confessed. But I would like to bring our attention now to one verse that we hear Jesus speaking in the passage, primarily to the paralytic. Son, your sins are forgiven. This phrase is sometimes overlooked, but my beloved, it is the grace of Christ, our God, that washes this spiritual paralysis from our hearts and instills in us a soft and humble heart with Christ, who heals us in confession, who strengthens us by the holy word of God, and who listens to us when we pray, who loves us unconditionally, who rejoices when we repent and turn to him for help, and when we help those who are in need. This phrase is something that is continually active in our spiritual life as Orthodox, as is shown by the healing of the paralytic. Faith is an indispensable condition for salvation. Faith is collective as well as personal, for the faith of the paralytic's friends helped in his healing. The three signs of Jesus' divinity are shown, that he knows the secrets of hearts, he forgives sins, a power that belongs only to God alone, and he heals by the power of his word. Remember in the gospel that Jesus heals the paralytic's physical state, but he also heals him of his sins in his soul. Jesus, being the Son of God and the eternal Word of God, knew the paralytic's heart and his desire to be healed both physically and spiritually. And St. Clement of Alexandria of the second century beautifully reminds us that the physician's art, according to Democritus, heals the diseases of the body. Wisdom frees the soul from its possessions. But the good instructor, wisdom, who is the word of the Father, who assumed human flesh, cares for the whole nature of his creature. The all-sufficient physician of humanity, the Savior, heals both body and soul conjointly. Stand up, he commanded to the paralytic. Take the bed on which you lie and go home. And immediately the paralytic received strength. So as we continue on our Lenten journey, may we diligently and prayerfully make every effort in our own healing of our spiritual paralysis by reading the scriptural passages from Genesis, Isaiah, Proverbs, praying without distractions in a place that is quiet so that we can focus on our prayer that we are praying, participating in the charitable act of tending or caring for the poor, and thinking about sacrament of confession. And may we remember that Christ, the healer of our soul and body, not only heals, but gives us the strength and the substance that is fitting and necessary for each of us according to our own personal situation. May he too heal our spiritual paralysis. Amen.